This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 8th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. The National Corn Growers have released a new research illustrating the disparity in price paid for inputs for farmers in the U.S. and those in Brazil. Michigan corn farmer Matt Frostick says they've been concerned about rising input costs and shrinking farm margins.
And so we put a committee together last year and started looking into this and really seeing the crisis building. And we were probably the first ones to title it that, even as some push back. But, through that process, our staff and this committee has done an extensive job of just looking at the problem areas and exposing them, so to speak, and so that we can get to the table with our input suppliers and or legislators to see how we can make those products more viable to the American farmer.
Frostick says corn farmer margins have been running too low for too long.
There's just been so much, I don't say attack, but that margin that the American farmer is getting, in the last 4 years has been negative in the corn world. And I think we all understand that, in the commodity market, it is cutthroat and we will have years where we lose money. But with the trends the way they are, it's not reversing and it continues to go in a negative direction that we certainly need to address at this point.
The NCGA study shows that U.S. farmers are paying more for the same or similar products than farmers in Brazil.
So when you look at a seed cost comparison, we level it the best we could based on what we use versus what they use. And it comes out to where we're paying as much as 60 or 70% more for that bag of seed versus our counterparts in Brazil. Some of your higher end three mode fungicides are nearly double the price what we would pay versus a farmer in Brazil. And insecticides are similar in nature.
Frostick says input providers sell on a different scale in the two countries. He says now the numbers just don't add up.
Companies on the other side will say, well, we sell on a value set basis where it's a value to the farmer and the American farmer gets more value to it than, say, a Brazilian farmer. And we can live with that to a point. But when you look at what those input costs are and what the value is today and what the value has been for the last 4 years for our product, there's no value there. And we continually soak up that extra cost margin and try and make it to the next year.
Frostick says the price of generic products does not tell the same story.
The interesting thing, though, is when you look at those generic prices our products, as I mentioned before, when you look at generic insecticides or fungicides, the one mode action, our prices are pretty level. And so that begs a question of why is that? And I think it comes down to competition and other things like that. So
how do you Frostick is first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association and says this report will be presented to key leaders in Washington.
We're going to bring this out every time we can and say, how can we answer these questions? I think we owe that to the American farmer. We continue to fight for their checkbook. We all knew that there were some differences. I don't think we understood the extent of it. We're going to continue to bring this up. I'm sure that many will marginalize this report or try to. But the reality is that we're paying a lot more for those inputs. And when we sell them on the market, we're selling for the same price as those export countries.
The NCGA Corn Congress is set for next week in Washington. Finally, the National Farmers Union is opposed to the USDA's plan to roll back some regulations under the Packers and Stockyards Act. President Rob LaRue says the Trump administration must reinforce their strong rules to protect farmers and increase fairness and competition in the livestock and poultry markets. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. American sugar beet and sugarcane farmers and workers help keep grocery store shelves stocked with sugar, an American-made, all-natural ingredient. But a flood of over-quota subsidized sugar imports is putting family farmers, legacies, American manufacturing jobs, and our national food security at risk. Visit SugarAlliance.org to learn why we must not offshore American sugar production. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.